Infamous Cat Ozzy was found surprisingly close to home after a 10-day-long search. He went missing May 22, slipping through pet parents Amanda Casella and Brandon Duxbury's front door unknowingly. After a series of Facebook posts, the couple was targeted by scammers who pretended to have Ozzy but wouldn't give him up without a reward. The couple tried calling the number again a few days ago but found out the number was now cancelled. After making local headlines, more and more people reached out saying they would help look for their missing pet. This girl saw him a few times and started leaving food out. She saw our post on social media and contacted us. Having crossed a busy street, the cat was scared and reluctant to come out willingly, so the couple tried to trap him Wednesday night. After a failed attempt, they contacted Cambridge Homeless Cat Rescue, who brought them one of their traps, and within half an hour they were able to secure Ozzy. We were so happy. I didn't even have to see him to know it's him. I heard his meow and I knew it was him, says Casella. Other than a large battle wound over his eye and some weight loss, Ozzy returned home healthy. He is so happy to be home. He's meowing all over the house. He has so much to tell us right now. All he wants to do is cuddle with us. He has been sleeping in our bed every night since he's been home. He's been purring the whole time, doing the happy paws, also referred to as kneading or making biscuits. He is really grateful to be home. Happy to be back with his owners. Ozzy doesn't try to go out when the front door opens now. When we open the doors now, he doesn't even flinch, Casella said. He is always by our side. If we're sitting on the couch, he is in the middle of us. Just constantly rubbing up against us, wanting pets. You can tell he was missing out on the love that we give him for the 10 days he was gone, and he wants all of it now. If it weren't for social media and the way it spreads information like her missing cat posters, she doesn't know if they would have found Ozzy. If she didn't see the post on Facebook, she probably would have never known who to contact or whose cat it was. The couple are relieved to find their missing cat after so much searching and having a run-in with a scammer. We can finally get back to life and get back to things other than worrying about our cat, joked Casella. He doesn't even really realize all the stress we went through to get him back, just no idea.